McLean County has more than 25,000 residents living in poverty, according to a group that has placed the county on its poverty watch list. The Heartland Alliance tracks data which show some concerning trends in McLean County and across Illinois. Katie Butrago, director of Heartland Alliance's research unit, tells GLT's Eric Stock the state had 67 watch or warning counties based on the most recent figures from 2017. That's 15 higher than the year before.
Well, some of the factors that accounted for the increase in the number of counties on our watch and warning lists, 78% of counties had a higher unemployment rate in Illinois, so that points to concerns about employment throughout the state. 62% of counties saw an increase in the teen birth rate, and 58% of counties had a higher poverty rate than Illinois does. And so this, this data just provides a broad snapshot of what's happening on the ground. So we didn't go in depth into what's happening, county by county to cause each of these issues. But I think, these numbers, most of the data are from 2017, because there's always a lag between when data is collected and when it's reported. And I think it still really reflects a state that's reeling from the budget crisis and the lingering effects it had on our human services infrastructure. We're just not doing enough, even after the budget crisis is over, to invest in fixing the massive holes that it left behind in our infrastructure that moves people out of poverty.
What level of concern should we have, given that all of those numbers are trending in the wrong direction?
I think it shows that we're not doing enough in Illinois to invest in moving people out of poverty. The rest of the country has returned to pre-recession poverty rates, but in Illinois, our poverty rate is still higher than it was before the recession. And we're the fifth largest economy in the nation. We could be doing better than we are at investing in ending poverty.
Now, the state budget, after several years of state budget impasses and stalemates, the state did adopt a budget this year that seems to address poverty on some level. How does the state budget address poverty from what you see, directly or indirectly?
So the state budget provides a lot of needed certainty for human services field, but it doesn't do enough to fully address the problems that the state budget crisis caused. Many human services providers had to lay off staff or close their doors or take out lots of credit in order to stay afloat. And the level that we're investing now just doesn't do enough to repair those damages.
What more can or should the state do?
We need to invest more in human services and income support, and we need to make sure that we are raising adequate revenue for budgets that support anti-poverty infrastructure. We also need to improve wages and job quality so that people aren't just subsisting with work, but they can actually thrive. And we need to modernize our tax code. We need a fair tax system in Illinois where higher rates apply to higher incomes and lower rates apply to lower incomes so that we can capture the incredible revenue that's being generated in Illinois and invest in moving people out of poverty.
Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker has made that a pledge that he wants to do, and voters are going to consider that next year. So do you see that if voters approve a progressive tax, that would change the dynamic considerably?
I think having a fair tax in Illinois would do a lot towards righting our human services infrastructure and making sure that we're adequately prepared to address the significant barriers that counties throughout the state see.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Katie Butrago, director of the Heartland Alliance's research unit. Now let's take a look at McLean County. Why is it on the watch list?
So McLean County has a higher poverty rate than the Illinois average, and its poverty rate also went up from last year. Its unemployment rate is getting worse, and finally, it's seeing challenges on teenage birth rates as well. It's both higher than Illinois, and it's gotten larger than last year.
And most of the 14 counties on the warning list are downstate, but there are two in central Illinois, Ford and Peoria. Distinctly different economies, demographics are quite different, but how do you explain those two?
This data, again, is just a snapshot of what's trending in these counties. We didn't look into each county to understand what local economic and political contexts are causing these issues, but Peoria has a higher poverty rate than Illinois. Its poverty has gotten worse in the last year. Its high school graduation rate is lower than the Illinois average, and it's gotten lower over the previous year. It's got a higher unemployment rate than Illinois, and the teen birth rate has gotten higher than it did last year. In Ford County, the poverty rate went up from the previous year. Its high school graduation rate is lower than the Illinois average. For unemployment, it's both higher than Illinois, and it's gotten higher than previous year. And it's showing challenges on teen birth rates, both that it's higher than Illinois and that it's getting higher than it did the previous year.
And for counties on the watch list, like McLean, what should they look to do to avoid making the warning list or eventually getting off the watch list?
We're hoping that these data really spark local conversations where you can look closely at, you know, what are the local conditions? If we're seeing trouble with unemployment rates, did a major employer just leave? If we're having issues with high school graduation rates, have we changed how we're investing in our schools? So we're hoping that this gives communities the power to look at the situation on the ground, understand what changes might be happening, and advocate with their leadership to make changes that would address these issues.
As the numbers have been progressing in the wrong direction, how long has this trend been going on in Illinois?
The last 2 years, we've seen the county watch and warning list get bigger. And we've also just been struggling with high poverty rates ever since the recession.
Do you expect those numbers to rebound somewhat in the coming years? And is lag time a factor in that?
You know, I think it'll really depend on what our leadership throughout Illinois decides to do in terms of investing in anti-poverty programs. And we're also affected by the federal climate as well in terms of, you know, much of our state funding to address poverty is ultimately sourced from federal investments. So I think it'll really depend on our leadership at many levels to make decisions about investing in anti-poverty to see whether these numbers will rebound.
That was Katie Butrago, Research Director for Heartland Alliance, with GLT's Eric Stock. She says people of color still bear the brunt of Illinois' fiscal troubles as the population faces higher poverty, unemployment, high school graduation rates, and lower rates for having health insurance. She says that's due to centuries of institutionalization of giving opportunities to white Americans and raising barriers for people of color. The McLean County Regional Planning Commission disputes the Heartland Alliance data. The Planning Commission uses five-year averages, which census officials say paint a far more accurate picture. It shows McLean County's five-year poverty rate is 14.5%, lower than the Heartland Alliance's most recent annual figure of 15.6%. Heartland Alliance says its data actually reflect the reality of poverty in Illinois.